ATA Mobile. Barrett, GAN 4 TFW. And how you doing this morning?
Just starting out on my trip. Sound like you're early today.
I left a little early anticipating another 85 southbound closure, and sure enough, they had one. So I had to take back roads from the exit 96 interchange all the way down to 87.
Glad when they finally get that done.
No idea. I just cannot wait to not have to sit in this anymore.
Out in the news, they had some kind of construction going on down around the 30. Yeah, I think it was the 27 or the 30 or something, but they acted like they were picking up the cones.
It was
around exit 30, somewhere down there.
I work at exit 27, and the next one up is 32, and then even 35. So that's definitely my area down there.
It was the northbound side with the southbound side, though. So hopefully for you, it's the northbound.
Well, exit 40, and then take 81 on the back roads the rest of the way. I can do that too, but man, it's just gonna take a long time.
Doors everywhere you go, right?
I mean, it's like, you know, everything is usable except the interstate.
Plot out a way to get to the daughter's house in Kentucky, and every time I plot it out, it tries to take me a different way.
Different routes that do get around the closures in western North Carolina are probably, pretty rough because so many people taking them, the conditions are probably always changing.
It's going to take 77 out of Charlotte up to 81 and then take it over to, I don't know, it looks like this Highway 58 takes you through the Cumberland Gap and going up that way.
It's rolling out.
About this time tomorrow morning.
Well, travels, it's going to be interesting getting around everything, but we're having a weekend at home. We don't have the kids until tomorrow night, so tonight we're going to go over to the wine shop and hang out for a little bit and then just stay home tonight after that. And then tomorrow, just bum around the house. We're deliberately doing nothing tomorrow. Except me. I'm deliberately doing nothing. You know? Just nothing else.
DFW. Yeah, it's good to have a down day every once in a while. I was thinking, it's like, man, I won't have a rest day until next Saturday.
The only chores I have to do tomorrow are related to maintenance on cars, and that I definitely don't mind doing that. I've got to do an oil change in the truck and then a tire rotation on both of the cars. So that should keep me occupied for a good part of the morning, and then run to the farmer's market, grab some bread, and then got to do some laundry this weekend. But other than that, nothing big.
I didn't mind working on the older vehicles, but the newer ones are about all I ever do now is like brake changes.
I do a lot more than I do now. Nowadays it's just a matter of time. So, if it's nothing that's quick, if I can't get it done in under an hour, it's going to have to go into the shop for it because I never have more than an hour to work on something.
And I didn't realize my truck had disc brakes on the back, so I'll go ahead and throw some new shoes on that this winter, and then that way I'll be ready for camping season again.
Amazing to me is my truck has 115,000 miles on it, and I'm still on the original brakes.
I'd had 100 when I changed the front. I just changed them just because they weren't worn out. They still had a pretty good bit of life on it, but I'm not real hard on them, you know what I mean? I know how to lift when I'm coming up to a red light.
Going and hauling, so I don't go out of my way to baby it or anything, and still on the original, no squealing, no nothing. So I'll just keep going until the shop tells me that they need it. I do take it in, once a year for the safety inspection, and they take a look at them. So when they tell me they need it, I'll get them to do it. Some time this weekend to play with radios, but we'll have to see what other chores I have handed to me on our down day.
And I'll probably probably put one of these on the 190 for Mount Mitchell and then put the other one on 52.
Back to my radio desk and bring out one of my, I've got a TS-790, which is a 2 meter 440 base station. It's not high power, it's like 45 watts on 2 meters and 35 on 70 centimeters. But I thought about putting that on my desk and running it up to my duplexer and just, you know, having one VU, like maybe UHF in my basement. I have VHF at my desk upstairs because I have my digipeater up there, but I thought about putting a UHF, you know, base station in, on my desk in the basement so I'd have that.
2 meter 440 I have at the house is a HD, and I only have that, the one HF ready to go, and then a couple of HGs, and then this one.
Time is I have a dual band vertical on the roof of my house. I would like to replace it with a tri-band so I can get some 6 meter going. My dipole is kind of okay for 6 meters, but you know, it's an 80 meter off center fed, and the radiation pattern on 6 meters is going to be really, really wonky because it's such a high harmonic. So I thought about, you know, just getting a vertical tri-band up there so I can at least have a decent vertical for a vertical pole antenna for doing some FM stuff on 6 meters.
FM on 6 meters. I just have a vertical ham stick. Actually, it ain't even vertical. It's like, I don't know, it probably leans 60 degrees, something like that.
It'd be a magical band if the conditions are right. You can really get some good DX in on, especially if you have a horizontally polarized antenna and you're doing SSB or data or something. You can really get some good DX on 6 meters sometimes.
Contact mostly voice. I don't think I've done any digital on 6 meters.
Europe and Africa and a whole bunch of places like that on 6 meters before, but you know, the conditions have to be right. But when 6 meters open, it is fantastic.
Struggling with, I've got a few countries in Africa, but not very many. And then I need to focus a little bit more on it. I can hear them sometimes, but just can't quite get back to them. Usually there's a huge pile up.
Are you amplified at home or are you running barefoot?
100 watts.
It puts you at a disadvantage because there are so many people running amps now that it's hard to compete when you've got a big pile up like that.
Sure. Usually most of the good DXs I catch, they're just coming on or they don't have a big pile up or something like that. I mean, I've made Australia. And that, just like we're talking here.
QRP, if you're only running 100 watts, to see if they come back to you.
Back on HF, I probably ain't been on it, man, 4 or 5 months. I need to get back on it. Familiarize myself with some stuff. I just started that digital, and now I'm going to have to probably relearn it again.
Digital is I can be sitting there at my office on my lunch break and, you know, just remote desktop into my computer at home. And I can work some digital HF over lunch from my office and, you know, do it that way, and it works great. So that's, you know, one nice thing about digital. It's harder to do that with voice. It's possible, and I have the software to do it, and it works. It's just a little bit more involved, but, you know, digital is just nice and easy.
Wi-Fi where I work is pretty tough. It's inside of the metal buildings and that, and the reception is terrible.
Personal laptop that I bring to the office that has its own cellular modem in it, because I don't want to do personal stuff on the company network or computers or anything, just in case. But I can, you know, we've got cellular service in the building, so it can just be on Verizon, and I can just remote home and do it that way. But yeah, if you don't have good network access, it makes it a lot harder. Remote desktop is pretty data intensive.
Remoted in to my radio anyway. I've done a little bit of that, you know, the Kiwi SDR, where you can, you know, remote into a radio somewhere and listen to it.
SWR, I use one called Remote Hams. It's at remotehams.com, and they give you software you can put on your computer at home that will, you know, interface with your radio, and then you get a client either on your Android phone or on Windows that you can use to effectively remote in, but it just gives you like a front panel looking rig interface on your computer, and you know, the network sends those commands to the radio at home, and you can get the audio stream back and forth as well.
work on my phone, I'll pull up that Kiwi SDR and, you know, pick another country and, you know, scroll the radio and see what you can hear.
Our web, which has a lot of good online SDRs you can listen to.
I heard of that one, SDR web, you said?
I think it's actually websdr.com or .org, I can't remember.
Roger that.
Yeah, there's one out in Utah that has six different SDRs online with antennas pointing in various directions, and that's the one I usually use because it gets fantastic reception, and that usually has a lot that it can pick up.
One out in Utah.
Yeah, there's some in Utah. I think there's one down in Georgia that's set up at a school somewhere. And they've got some, I mean, they're all over the U.S. and all over the world, so you can pick the place you want to listen to. And I use it a lot. Like, if I want to see if I can get into a country, I'll load up an SDR in that country and then just tune up my antenna and see if I can hear it.
Very good way to check out the propagation, right?
I'm not sure why I bother going into the office on Fridays, because I'm usually the only one there out of my team, because they all like to work at home on Fridays. But, you know, we do have the 3-day a week in the office rule. So, you know, I was out Monday and Tuesday with the kids at home. So I'm going in today to, you know, set the example. But, man, I'm going to be alone all day, I bet.
It gets to be a skeleton crew after afternoon for sure. And like you said, a lot of them are still working from home at a couple of days a week. So, yeah, my job, it's kind of hard to do from home.
Part of my job from home pretty easily, but you know, the people part of my job is harder to do. If people are in the office, if I never go in, you know, it just doesn't create a good appearance. So, you know, I do need to go into the office to interact with my team and, you know, collaborate. You know, I we can definitely all work at home, but unless we're all working at home, you know, we either all need to work at home all the time, or, you know, all of us need to be in the office some of the time. And so that's where our departments ended up, is that, you know, we're all in the office some of the time. And it stinks, but I hope we just don't go back to, you know, everybody's got to be in the office all the time. That'll make it really hard.
Matt, I think everybody's been got used to working from home at least part-time. I know the office girls here, they work, they're in the office 3 days.
I can miss drive 3 days a week, but if I had to make it 5 days a week, I'd probably have to quit.
Start adding up quits, and then all the road time, it gets to be a huge hassle, especially the way you got to go.
Hours a week on the road, you know, and that's significant.
A little commute up, you know, 40 minutes each way anyway.
Making some good time this morning now that I'm out of the construction zone. Still up at 60, but it seems to be going quick, and then hopefully the end of the day will also come quick and get home and get started on my weekend.
Well, yeah, and I'm right here at the 68, 69, something like that.
I'd wish you a good weekend. Courtney texted and wants me to give her a call, so I'm going to talk to her, see what's going on this morning. So have a great weekend. Enjoy your day at work. And I'll chat with you next week, probably. This is W2JKT73. I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, Eric, have a safe trip into work and that. And enjoy that restful weekend. KN4GFW.